Actually, it is the way that we engage into any activity. So we sit down, close our eyes, and wish for something to happen, hoping for tranquility, for calm, clarity, or whatever. And having already some kind of expectation. This is in itself cover the reality of what's happening in the present instant. Even if we wish for something that seems to be going into the sense of meditation, this expectation is covering meditation. So in meditation, we always start where we are, and we never go beyond that. So in this sense, it's very simple. We don't need to go beyond that because it is impossible. So just discovering what's happening right now for me, what is it that I'm experiencing, certainly a hearing of a lot of sounds. If we are concerned with the present or present experience or presence, it's not that we make a new god of present or present experience. What we are concerned with is reality. And if we are lost in past and future, then we are lost in imagination. So for us, speaking about presence or the present experience is a way to speak about being in touch with reality. Not a reality that we are imagining, not a reality that we are wishing for, but the reality of what we're experiencing. I know reality needs to be define maybe more precisely, but here we may understand as not being lost in imagination. Imagination is not a problem, it is a problem when we take it for reality. So at this first instant of meditation, am I just open to discover what's happening for me now? Or I am looking for something else. The relationship to the present experience, that what is meditation about. Not to the accomplishment of any mental state. Now it's not enough, as I've mentioned last night, just to recognize. Maybe there is a little bit of tiredness, impatience, agitation, sleepiness, or calmness. Just to recognize is to substitute to the experience just a concept. Not about recognizing what it is about experiencing. Just the naming of it, the recognition, is a way to stay superficially in touch with the experience. And often in our practice, we may say, well, I know what's happening. There is tiredness or sleepiness, and so what? I've done my job as a meditator. Why is the reward? I recognize is sleepiness, tiredness, impatience, irritation or whatever. So we may wonder, I say, it doesn't work for me. Just because we are not connected really to the experience, but to the substitution of the experience, which is a concept of it. So the way we relate to the present experience is where our meditation is happening. The attitude that we have toward the present experience, that is a meditation. You can have an attitude of rejection. I don't want that. It not be expressed in such a clear way, but just a reluctance to be experiencing what's happening. Resisting experiencing it. Or maybe a wish for something else. I had another program for my meditation this morning. Did not wish for sleepiness or impatience. I really wanted peacefulness and joy. So I had something else in mind. That's okay, one may recognize I had something else in mind, but what's happening right me for me right now? So not resisting what's happening, not escaping into imaginary experience that I was wishing for. Or wanting a past experience. I remember yesterday, at a time that was very clear. So I would like to experience that again. This is imagination. So not relating to the present experience or escaping it into the past, into the future, resisting it, and not making a substitution of what's happening now by a story about what's happening now. And therefore I only stay with the story, not with the experiencing. The story can be long. I have pain here because of this and that. It can be very, very short, just a conceptualization, a naming of it. But still is a substitution to the experiencing. One of such a substitution that we meet very often is with the notion of pain. I feel something in some area, intense, unpleasant, so I can name that pain, and I relate to that experience, or translate this intense experience, sensation experience, into pain. And then I cannot really feel it anymore. I feel it is painful, but I cannot really experience that as a sensation of density or heat or vibration or whatever. So the process is it's there, stuck. It's just this painful experience. And it's not alive. There is nothing in my meditation that is nourishing. I don't feel that I am exploring, and there is some sense of being fully there. No nourishment from the meditation. So I may then try recognizing that I'm relating to this experience as pain, wondering, yes, that's pain, but what is the sensation like? And sometimes when we start to get into the sensation itself, not observing it, but feeling it, experiencing it, then the notion of pain has disappeared. It's not about pain anymore. It's about intense vibration. Although the aim is not to get rid of pain, but the aim is to be in touch with reality. So So one way when we are experiencing pain is really to explore what is a sensation like. And we can also have attention a bit vaster, not only limited to the painful area, but a little bit vaster, so that the mind is not tense in this area. Let's say if I had some pain in my shoulder, I could feel a little bit of my arm and the back. So in this sense, the mind is not just contracted just to the painful experience. A way to keep the mind more open, more balanced. So if we react to the present experience not wanting it, then meditation starts to be a struggle. It is frustrating, tiring. So at times we may wonder, we may ask this question. Am I really willing to experience that? Am I fine with that? And quite often we may realize, no, I don't. I don't want to experience that. And this not wishing to experience it, that what is problematic. The not wanting to experience it make it hard, stiff, and painful, difficult. And we discover in the practice when suddenly we are willing to really fully experience it, that something completely different is happening. Within the same experience, there is a life. I discover the fullness of myself in the same experience. I could wish for something else, tranquility, calm, and I could even experience that, but there could be the same confusion. Holding to the concept of this tranquility and calm, that will be just another type of confusion, pleasant confusion, but I will not discover anything. So every instant we have the opportunity to discover ourselves through in any experience. So check your attitude at every instant. And if there is resistance, I don't really want to experience that, that's fine. I don't need to convince myself I should really experience it. I accept this, I don't want to experience that, it is painful. That's okay, but it is here, this physical sensation or whatever. So I take along with me, I don't want to feel that, yet I am exploring the experience. Not negating my unwillingness, but including that in the way I relate to the experience. I respect it, but the expense is here. So it is very important to understand our meditation is not about creating experience. It's not about creating nice experience of calmness or tranquility or joy. This is not what our meditation is about. Because this is also conditioning. Does not always depend on us to create joy and tranquility. Our meditation is about being in touch with what's happening now. Being in touch with reality, because that's where we can find freedom. So be aware in your meditation about the attitude. And as sometimes we are lost in the amount of experiences, it seems too many things happening at the same time that I can hear. the sounds and their thoughts and also physical sensations. So I don't know where to be present. So it is skillful to take what is the simplest, that is the clearest, which is the physical sensations. And even choose some area like the abdomen or the chest. Or sometimes the area is given by the body, there is intense sensation there. So we need to be open to this type of sensations. So discover that which is already here. Because that's the only thing we can discover. Not that which is not here. Luckily, imagine the meditation, we should discover that which is not here. That just will be impossible. So our instruction is what is the only possibility is to discover that which is already here. The present situation is always already accomplished. So it is for us to discover. Doesn't need fighting, does not need effort, it just need a willingness to really experience it. And maybe also a belief that something can be discovered. An understanding, at least for the time being, that maybe something can be discovered. Maybe freedom can be, some element of freedom can be discovered if I am opening myself to the present situation. At least I like to explore that. I like to try that, to be open to the present situation. So practice with lightness, in a relaxed way, opening to that which is here.